Even when you're going through to some tribulations, we get excited. I like the story of Peter walking in the water. They really touch me all the time. If he actually, he continued to fix his eyes on Jesus, he was not going to drown. But then I want to say to you, if you don't want to drown, fix your eyes on Jesus. And then in this morning, I was with the gentleman from Friday in the ward, two guys, and they said, we are done with the church. And then the pastor arrived. And then when the pastor arrived in the ward, the chaos is going to happen. And I left in the morning. Actually, we shared a devotion of angers with the guys. And they said they want to come to church again. But they've got the broken legs like that. One was playing rugby. And then he broke his leg. They're quite old gentlemen. Other one has got the knee injury. And then we're all in pain together. But we're smiling together as we get there. And I just want to read first and just want to say, we've been in the upper highway together. It's been a journey, but we are doing this through God. And I just want to say thank you so much for all that has been supporting from Sarepta and Church on the Way. And then actually we are one family. And then as we actually look, there's no other Jew or Gentiles. And we are one family. And I want to pray that the Lord will bind us together. And the Lord will carry on, do what he's meant to do. It's not I doing the work. It's the Lord doing the work. And then we just needed to pray for Veronica and Andrew, that the Lord protects them. And because this is not a Mickey Mouse game, and this is needs a lot of prayer, let's pray for one another. Let's lift each other. Let's trust the Lord that he will continue do his work. And this is a scripture I left with the gentlemen in this morning as I was about to leave. And I felt it very relevant to us. The book of Revelation chapter 22 verse 20. It says, I am coming quickly. That is amazing. He's coming quickly, church. There's no time to play around because he's coming quickly. And I'm saying with a smile, because who testifies to this thing says, surely I am coming quickly. Surely I am coming quickly. And say, amen, even so, come the Lord. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ is be with you all and amen. The Lord is coming quickly, church. We need to do something about that. Amen. That is what quickest that I can stand here. And then I'll praise the Lord. Amen.
Lonnie, I was thinking of getting a little bell for your home. That whenever you wanted something, you can just ring it. And Pumi, can I ask you to come up? We got a gift for you, Pumi and Zelani. This is from the church. And there's some cards and some gifts. And also there's some gifts that have been put into our accounts. And we want to send them to you as you spend time on your sabbatical. You're actually starting a week earlier than expected, I see. Okay. But I really like to give opportunity for anyone who has a word for Zelani and Pumi, especially now Zelani spends this next month and a bit really intentionally seeking God. If anybody has a word for them, we would like to ask if it can be recorded as well, any prophetic words. And if I could start, the word, a picture I saw of you is putting down a stick. I saw you picking up a stick of authority, a new rod that God's giving you, a rod of authority. And as you spend time seeking the Lord in this month coming, and even longer, you're going to walk in a new authority that you never had before, never knew you had before. It was there. It was being forged inside you in all the battles you faced, all those things, all those choices. You said, I'm going to keep pitching up. And the Lord just wants to commend you both. You've stood and you've remained standing. And the Lord is giving you a rod of authority that when you come back, you're going to walk and speak differently because the Spirit is upon you. In Jesus' name. Jesus' name. I just want to give opportunity if anyone else has a word of encouragement, any word before we pray for them.
Thank you. So, Lani, I just felt that the Lord says there are sons and daughters that are calling you. And you will hear their voices of desperation, and you will be like a fire of hope. Bring to them clarity, bring to them truth, bring to them a new word, and that will drown out the chaos, the desperation, and bring life to them. And we are just privileged that we can support you in that journey.
So Lani, I believe the Lord is saying to you, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. That's Ephesians 6:10.
So Lani, I just believe the Lord is saying, come apart into a desert place and rest a while. And that desert place is free of everything else. It'll only be you and Jesus. There'll be no distractions, no anything else. And you will be refreshed and revived. Thank you.
Amen. My ladies first. For both of you, I see you standing in front of a closed double door. On the other side is your calling, your purpose that you were created for. And every now and again, the door opens and you have a glimpse of what you will be doing, but you only see in part. But you are cleaning the weeds outside the door on the outside. You are sweeping everything. You're making beautiful and clean. But the Lord said, you, with that rod that you've just picked up, you open that door now and you step through it. And you will see more. But go into that desert place to actually really see what it is, what you are seeing.
Zoloni, Psalm 16, verse 11, as you come apart into that, come into that place of rest, in your presence there is fullness of joy, and at your right hand are pleasures evermore. And I just believe that as you rest, that the presence of the Lord is going to be very strong and you will feel His joy.
Amen. The Lord wants to say to you both, well done, thou good and faithful servants. Well done, thou good and faithful servants. You have served diligently, and it hasn't been easy. God knows that. But well done for your faithfulness.
I'm just sharing what this man knows already. The Lord gave it to me some time ago. You are a lion of Africa. And now I have to add, there's a lioness of Africa too. And the two of you are going to conquer Africa.
Amen.
Great word.
Over the years, I've known you too, and as the family grows as well. But over the years, I've also seen less and less of Zolani, Pumi, and the family. I've seen more and more of what Jesus can do. When you give your life to Him and you do His work, you are so strong because you rely on Him. Your strength has increased amazingly, and your family is going to be doing amazing things because of that. Amen.
Hey, you guys. I haven't known you guys for that long at all. And we call it a sabbatical. It's not a sabbatical. You're just getting away from us. But it's a time where I think you're going to find God. And there is work to be done. And there's something that comes through you, Zolani, when you pray, when you preach. There's a deep sense to experience God's power. And I just want to, if you haven't heard it yet, it's about this rod. So in Exodus chapter 4, it starts, signs of the Lord's power. But Moses protested again. What if they won't believe me or listen to me? What if they say the Lord never appeared to you? Then the Lord asked him, what's in your hand? A shepherd's staff, Moses replied. Throw it down on the ground, and the Lord told him. Throw it down on the ground, the Lord told him. So Moses threw down the staff, and it turned into a snake, and Moses jumped back. Then the Lord said to him, reach out and grab its tail. So Moses reached out and grabbed its tail. And again, I just that picture and image of a rod. And I just want to encourage you, you've got more than a rod in your hand. And seek the power of God. It's going to come. But don't forget what's in your hand. It's been a long journey to get to where you are. It's going to be a great time away. But I really do pray that in this time, that there's just a real deeper, like when you start praying, when you get back, we're all just going to be like, flip, what happened?
Amen. All right. Can I ask if anybody would like to come up and lay hands and gather around them? I'm sure we'd all want to come up. Zelani, I don't know if you can just come forward a bit, just a little bit, and then you, can we ask you to gather around and we're going to pray over them? Yeah. Yeah. Bumi, we're going to pay for grace for you as Zelani walks around in crutches for a few weeks. But Yeah, Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for a powerful couple, Lord, a match made in heaven, Father. We thank you for this time. And Father, as they have served, Lord, and even just want to thank you for your openness in the transition, just your willingness to let go and make us feel at home here. Father, we thank you, Lord, just for your spirit upon him, Lord, that both Zelani and Pumi, Lord, they are growing ever more into your likeness. They're going from glory to glory, Father. And we just pray, Lord, just for divine encounters in this time away, Lord. Divine encounters and incredible blessings, unexpected blessings are going to come from places I never imagined, Father. As you just pour and lavish yourself upon them, Lord, that he'll encounter you afresh, be fresh and invigorated anew, afresh in all that you're calling him to be. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name.
Zola, I remember a while ago I said to you, the roots of this tree have got to go down very deep because this tree is going to bear a lot of fruit and be grow. So, Father, I want to pray that the roots of this tree go down very deep. And Pumi, I just feel that you need to be grafted in as well. And Lord, we just pray for your anointing upon these two. I want to pray for Pumi, Lord, as she nurses, as she follows her calling, that you would open doors that she cannot even imagine. She cannot imagine, she cannot dream of. And that you would use her in a mighty way in the medical setup in this country. She would bring righteousness. She would restore what is being messed up, what is being ruined. And she would say, no, 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 this is not the way to do this. And Father, she would be listened to because you are going to give her an amazing authority. And so, Father, I just pray for these two. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. And Father, I pray for this family that they would be an example, that each one of them will follow you, will be strong and straight and true for you in the name of Jesus, and that you would give them their own paths that you've created them for. Thank you, Lord.
Amen, amen. Zelani, bless you both. Can we give them a round of applause? Oh, thank you. Zelani's always wanted the bishop's chair, and he's got it today. Yeah. I think we've seen enough ministry, we've experienced enough of God today, but I just want to leave you with a scripture then that Zelani shared. And it's a powerful scripture if you think about it, because it implies that there's people that have previously lived on earth who are watching. And it says this, therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, it's actually amazing to see that men and women of faith who have gone before us can be watching. Let us throw everything that hinders, the sin that easily entangles. Let's not get caught up in the little things. Let's not get caught in the brambles. Let's run this race that God's called us. And it goes on, let us run with perseverance, a race marked, picked out for us, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of our faith. That word, pioneer is the word author and used in the King James Version. It is the word archegos, and it comes from two words. The first one meaning corner, beginning, magistrate and power. And if you think about this, Jesus is the cornerstone. He is the very start. So our whole race that we run as believers starts with Jesus. We think we chose him. He chose us. And we responded. And the second word that comes from is the word argo, which means to lead and to bring. And I love this picture. What the writer in Hebrews is saying is Jesus initiated it. He's going to lead us and he's going to bring us to the other side. So there's no effort required from us except to fix our eyes on Him. So what are you saying? I'm about to start something here in your life. I'm going to sustain you right through it. And at the end, I'm going to bring you to the other side. Isn't that such a wonderful promise? And if you look through Scripture, we see all of them. Abram, going out about his work. God calls him. Moses, going about his work. Moses thinks, I'm going to rescue Israel in my own power because I am powerful and work indeed. And God says, no, you need 40 years in the desert to marinate, to become nothing so that I can become everything in your life. I want to encourage you today. I really felt to pray for two groups of people. Jesus says to two people in the Bible, what do you want? Can you imagine Him saying to you today, what do you want? And whatever you said, He would give it to you. One woman wanted her two sons either side of Him. He says, I can't make that happen. But said, if you want to be great, become the least. And the other one was two blind men. Jesus says, what can I do for you? And He said, we want to see. And I think in life, sometimes on this journey of when Jesus starts to work, somehow we take over and we become burdened. We become tired, frustrated, and we have all this anxiety and worry and all these things that work inside us. And no longer Jesus is doing it in us, but we're taking it over ourselves. And we become tired, heavy, we become weary. Then there's another group of people that say, I just want to give up. And there's a man who sat by the pool of Bethesda. And in the pool of Bethesda, there was a spring that came up every now and then, and a wash of minerals would come out from underneath, and it looked like the angels were stirring the water, and the lane would go in. But there was one man who could never make it in time, and he gave up. For 38 years, he waited. And when Jesus came to him and said, what do you want? He just looked at him and says, I can never get there. I can't make it. And Jesus touched him, and he walked out of there. I want to pray for you today. If you're in that position where you become weary, tired, burdened, and you feel like you're doing it all in your own strength, Jesus wants to touch you. And if there's a group of people here who said, I don't think God will do it in my life. I've heard Him do it in other people's lives, but I think He's walked past me. I want to pray for you this morning as we end our time together. If that is you, can I ask you to stand up? If you're feeling tired, wearied, and you're doing this in your own strength, and the life and the joy is not there anymore in God, can I ask you to be brave enough to stand up today? And if there's someone here who feels like God has just left you, He's bypassed you, you feel like everybody else has had a chance, but I've been left out, can I ask you to stand up too? Can I ask those who are around those people to see, stretch out their hands and let's pray. Lord Jesus, I thank You that what You started in us, You will bring to completion. Not only have You started a great work in us, but You will sustain us, You will lead us, You will walk us through it, Lord. But I'm asking this morning for divine encounters with You. That You say, never will I leave You, and never will I forsake You. And Lord, as we look at, You're a God of miracles, I thank You, Lord, for signs of Your goodness in these days ahead, where each one standing will say, I've experienced God again. I feel fresh. I feel alive. I know He's with me. I know He sees me. I know He's there with me. And Father, we just thank You for testimonies of Your goodness. And test me that You're a God who is able to do the impossible, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Lift up those burdens, Lord. May we only carry the burden that You've given us, the burden of love for one another. Amen. Bless you, Zelani. Zelani is joining us for the poiki next Sunday, and then he's off. But bless you all, and chefs, we look forward to some wonderful fellowship and meals. And I wanted to encourage you this Sunday coming, come hungry, because there's lots of food. Bless you all. We'll see you next week. Amen. Yes.